When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. And on another lovely, gray, drizzly Sunday morning here in the great Pacific Northwest, we are here on time. Yay. And before I go off on a tangent, and let me trust me, there are lots of tangents to go off on this morning. Let's get everybody on board. And bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, as always, even though we sprang forward this morning, would be Animal World's production engineer, Mike Roberge, is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha.
We both made it.
Absolutely. Was there any doubt?
Well, there was when my alarm went off this morning. I'll tell you what. I mean, Oh, well, now before I go off on tangents, call screener number one is also here today. Kathy, good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Martha. It's really good to be here.
Oh, well, and it's nice to have you here. And you're always,
thank you.
She's always early. If she learned how to do the show, she could start without me.
I wouldn't want to do that.
Speaking of bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, she's even more bright-eyed and bushy-tailed than me and Mike. And it is hard to believe, but it is the second Sunday of March already.
What happened?
Well, I don't know, but time is just flying. And that means, well, here's one of those tangents before I forgot to point it out to you, Mike. I put in the Easter tip because we're a month away from Easter.
Yeah.
That means we have to start doing, because hop, hop, hoppities, we got to talk about don't go get bunnies for Easter.
Never a good idea.
And speaking of hippity-hoppities and bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, we'll hope that that is the energy from Mount Shasta, because Mount Shasta mystic Robin Alexis should also be with us this morning. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Martha.
There she is. Hey.
Hey, it's raining here too, but there's a little bit of the sun coming through the clouds right through the window at me. We can't see the mountain this morning, but it is neat to see that glow coming in the window.
Well, yeah, for you. We're all looking out the window going, what's she talking about? And of course, we now know we know where your snow went because it came to us up here. And now we know where our sun is. It's down there with you.
Oh, Martha, this is Bob. What sun?
Robin was just talking about the glow and the sun.
No, what sun in Seattle didn't come down here?
Well, we have sun up here sometimes.
Yeah.
And we haven't had it because we got all your snow. That was my point.
I'm sorry,
I didn't introduce. This would be the other half of Robin. That would be Bob Bordenero, and the other half of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Bob, good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Martha. We hope you're feeling well today.
I am. I'm much better. Not 100%, but I think I'm as good as I can be.
Fabulous. Well, I'll be running in and out if you need me.
Oh, all right. That sounds good. And just remember, no dishwashing.
Oh, he already took his headset off. So I'll. Oh, no. Now he's putting it back on.
Oh, he heard
yes,
me. No washing the dishes, Bob.
No, I finished all that.
Okay. Is Rumi out to join us? Rumi is out of his mind,
actually. Can't wait to get on the show.
Okay. Rumi, of course, is Robin and Bob's wonderful cat.
It's really funny, too. I had posted on the blog for our show on the website, robinalexis.com, a cheetah purring. And so I've been playing that. And Rumi's like, where is that big cat that's purring so loud? It's really cute.
Oh, that reminds me of something I've done. And by the way, if any of you are tuning in and you're not sure why we're talking about what we're talking about, because it sounds like Robin's right here in the studio with us. Well, we feel like she is, but she really isn't, because Robin and Bob do the show live from their home in Mount Shasta. So, and the reason I told him not to do the dishes is they sit around their kitchen table. And of course, we hear everything that goes on in the room. And Rumi, of course, is Robin's delightful kitty. He's a black and white kitty. And he's a wonderful kitty, and he sometimes joins us on the air. So we wanted to make sure that he's around. And, so you were playing a cheetah purring, and he was reacting to that?
Yes, it's the YouTube video I posted on our blog, Martha, on robinalexis.com. That's where I post what you're talking about so people can comment. And it's really fun, the interactiveness of that activity. So it's really cool. And for people who don't know, my cat is now telepathically communicating with Martha's cat. So
isn't that, she and I can't
get away with anything anymore.
No, because they tattle on us. And remember, they remind us of stuff. This is just too funny. But not too much of that yet, because we haven't played the woo-woo music. We don't want to scare anybody away.
Yes.
But Mike's got it ready, and we'll get to that in a moment here. But I just had to tell you, speaking of tangents, when you mentioned the cougar or the panther purring or whatever it was, I used to, when I lived in Seattle and was taking care of my dad, I would leave a radio on downstairs for my cats to listen to the show, and they always did. But since there is no radio reception out where I live, I don't leave a radio on, and my computer, the old one, wasn't reliable enough to even bring the stream through and leave it on. So I haven't done that. So my new crew of kitties, which is my old crew of kitties back in new suits, but remember the veil goes down for them too, Ping Pong and Buzzy and Sophie have not heard the show. And so my previous cats, they all understood the Jingle Cats and hearing, and the Jingle Cat music type stuff is done with real cat voices. So they got used to hearing that stuff. Well, my boys, Ping Pong and Buzzy, have not heard that. Well, I was sent a Christmas card, but I can't remember who. But I got a Christmas card this year that's one of those, you know how Christmas cards come with music these days?
Oh, yes.
And you pull out the tab, and it's like the Jingle Cats singing Merry Christmas or something like that. You know, Muse? Oh, well, let me tell you, when I opened that card, and when I pulled the tab out and those cats started meowing, oh my gosh, there's a reason why I call them Ping and Pong. They were bouncing off the walls. I mean, they puffed up like wildcats and jumped 6 feet in the air and were going absolute berserk, running around wondering where are these crazy cats, because who knows what the feeling behind those cat voices is, you know, from the cat's perspective when they recorded them to make those songs. But whatever it was, my cats go nuts. So I've saved that card, and every once in a while I pull it out now and play it. And so they're getting more conditioned to hearing the Jingle Cats and aren't freaking out as bad, but it's amazing.
Well, Rumi wants you to know that it was his mommy and daddy that sent that card.
When I was saying, I can't remember who sent it to me, and my voice was saying, well, it was Robin and Bob that sent you that card. But I wasn't for positive. I didn't want to say it. But so, yeah, Robin and Bob sent me that card. Well, you tell Rumi that it just bounced my cats right off the wall. And I just played it the other day for him because I came across it on my desk, you know, moving things around for my new computer. Oh, and speaking of that, new computer stuff, I'm still working things out. I did get an email from one of our regular listeners, Mike, last week. Freya emailed me and said that I did more than any commercial she's ever heard to convince her that it's time to switch to a Mac.
All right.
Wow.
You should get compensated for that.
I should, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check in with Mr. Jobs.
What a neat name, Freya. Is
well,
that her
name?
Well,
we check with Mr. Jobs all the time. He's been helping
me.
He's on the other side, but he don't control the money anymore, he says.
That's true.
Oh, well. Well, he's laughing. He says his wife does.
Oh, my. Yes.
She did inherit all his money, I think. Anyway, thanks, Steve. What was I going to say? Oh, what I was going to say is I'm still getting used to. I still have both computers set up, and I'm getting the switch done. And I actually went out and got a new ergonomic keyboard. Mac doesn't make one, but Microsoft does. That's Mac compatible, and so that I can actually type on my new computer now. My big hands didn't do well with a little keyboard. And at any rate, that's not what I was going to tell you guys. What I'm going to tell you is that when you listen to the archived shows on MarthaNorwalk.com of Animal World, they have been in a relatively, I would say, old version.
A very compressed version.
Mike would be better technically to describe it. Anyway, the reason they were in the version, put up in the version they were, was because that was the only version that I could listen to the archives on my old antiquated computer. Well, now that I've stepped up and have a new computer, we are switching. We're going to MP3 files.
A new format, MP3.
A new format. And anybody, you know, you sort of geek people or anybody that knows more than me will probably, even I recognize what an MP3 is.
It's a universally accepted format.
Yeah, so you'll all still be able to listen, unless, of course, you're antiquated like I was. And then, you know, if I can upgrade, so can you. As kind of how I look at it.
It's time.
But the reason to do that is that it means that those listening can do much more different things with that MP3 file. Like you can download it, you can listen different ways.
Yeah, it's really the biggest difference is it's
better
higher quality.
Yeah,
less compressed file.
But
the file's
I think it can come
larger.
Through iTunes and all that sort of thing.
Correct.
Which it couldn't in the other version. So just so you know, if you go to listen today's show or beyond in the Animal World audio archives, and if it somehow doesn't work for you, it might be that.
And you should say beyond as in going
in
forward.
In the future.
Yes.
Yeah. The ones in the past will still be the way they were.
Right.
But the ones in the future will be MP3s.
And for people who don't listen to your archive shows, they're really missing something, especially that first Sunday in January. Oh, my God, is that a funny show? And then the first February Sunday, you know, you speak so well about this communication with animals. It's really important for all of us to learn these techniques. So, and, of course, the first Sunday in March, too. I mean, those are really cool shows. That second and third hour, if people don't want to listen to the first hour, it's very, very good.
Yeah, the first hour is when Mike and I and Kev, it's mostly me that fruits around with other stuff. And then we get serious in the second and third hours. But Rob is talking about, the first Sunday of every month now is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with Martha. And I do, I did the Communicating with Animals seminar information that I teach and human to animal transference, and then on the first Sunday of March show, we followed up in the third hour with the releasing and clearing tools so you could better communicate. And the reason that Robin knows about listening to the archives is because now she does often listen live to the show on Sundays, but you know, a lot of times she's busy and she can't. But we are going to in the third hour today, we are going to pick Robin's brain since we have her here, and she is one of the best, you know, intuitive, empathetic communicators, you know, on the planet with animals. And of course, she communicates with everything. We're going to find out how it works for Robin, and we're going to talk about how I got into. We're going to talk about Kim Miller and how she did, and all of that, and then hopefully give you some tips on how to do it yourself. So the more of you that are working with this information and wanting to talk to your animals back and forth, we're going to give you more information about that today. So in preparing for that, for the show today, Robin went back and listened to those archive shows so she'd be familiar with everything I was teaching. So that kind of explains why you were listening to archives, right?
Yes, yes.
And Robin even enjoyed it, she said.
Of it.
Yeah, she enjoyed it.
Oh, you're so funny. Oh, my goodness. You're so informative, but you're really funny, too.
Oh, well, thank you.
Some of the stories you tell.
Well, you know, I figure if I learned that a long time ago. I learned that when I was teaching dog obedience classes, probably 40, gosh, how am I? Oh, crap, 45 years ago or something. When I was teaching dog obedience classes, that if you have to be, when you're teaching, you have to be able to hold people's attention and get them interested in what you're doing. And the best way to do that is to be funny. Because if you're not having a good time, you're not going to learn. So, oh, you should have seen me when I taught basic obedience classes. I would exaggerate every, well, yeah, it was funny. But people learned. So did the animals. So anyway, let's see. Let's get on off these tangents. We have lots of tangents to go on today. We are going to, it is the second Sunday, Mystic, Mount Shasta Mystic, co-host of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, is here with me for the show today. We will be doing the kind of usual stuff. We got a bunch of follow-up. We got a bunch of news. Oh, and for the first time in I don't know how long, we have more good news than anything else, which is good. And Mike's saying...
Well, I just... we should also point out that today's a special day for Mystic Radio in that following the show, Mystic Radio will be on live.
Yeah, it's a very unusual day. And that is because... Well, some time ago, we'll back up a bit. Mystic Radio normally is live on Wednesdays from noon to 1 o'clock. That's their normal time slot. And then the archive or the repeat broadcast of the show runs right after Animal World from noon to 1 o'clock. I mean, yeah, from noon to 1 o'clock on Sundays.
Right.
Well, last Wednesday... Mystic Radio was preempted by sports stuff, so they had to run, so the show didn't air.
That's correct.
So today, I wondered if Robin wasn't kind of nuts that she is going to do the 3 hours of Animal World with us, and then she's going to do a live hour of Mystic Radio.
Me too.
And Mike, too. Well, yeah you're always
Me
here.
Me, too. It's just that,
and Bob, too. Well, Bob has to work then. He can't just be hanging out.
Yeah, it's a rock and roll Sunday.
It is.
So all you folks that listen to Martha and Robin Sunday on Animal World and you always wish you could call in to get readings from Robin, well, today's your lucky day.
Yeah, and I should say that I had a call around 7:30 here in the studio from a listener.
Wanted to get in line already?
Is Robin there? I said, well, no, not exactly. But she will be at
7:30 noon. This morning?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. But
we get lots of calls for Robin.
Yeah, yeah. The secretary at KKNW said that throughout the day they'll get calls for our show, and we're not there. So that is pretty interesting.
So anyway, heads up, everybody. From noon to 1 o'clock today, immediately following our live broadcast of Animal World, there will be a live Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. And that means you can call in for the... It's the usual deal, right?
Yes.
And people call in, and on her show, though, she doesn't have 3 hours like it, so she can't fruit around like we fruit around here.
We don't fruit around. We get right to it.
They get right to it, and you get one question only. Right, Bob?
We think we have the fastest 3 hours. Just wait till Mystic Radio comes on.
Well, they're the fastest 1 hour.
That's
radio.
A blink. That is just a blink.
Yep,
just
well, a blink and on top of that, we're running a special. We're really, very excited. And this special came... Well, maybe you need to run the woo-woo music. We'll talk about that special after you run the woo-woo music.
Okay, yeah, we'll get to that in a minute. Let me follow up. We follow up in news. We got a bunch of that. Current events will happen about 10:55 today as usual. I think I've got a couple of new things there. Easter tip at 11 o'clock because, oh, gosh, it's the middle of March. It's on Easter is right around the corner, and we've got to talk about not getting live bunny rabbits for Easter. And then... Let's see. We have why don't we just on general principles for the first time? It's not going to be the last time today because we're going to need it a lot. But, you know, on Robin and Martha Sundays, we're often out in the ozone. And so let's just go there now so that everybody gets a warning. There you go.
Music to my ears.
Yeah. So just know that, you know, it might be out there. All right. So we've got two specials going on today. We have an Animal World special and we got a Mystic Radio Robin special. Now, the Animal World special is that we are starting a brand new giveaway. Woohoo! Love to give away stuff. We haven't given away stuff for quite a long time. Anyway, our wonderful sponsors, Designing Health, makers of the incredible Missing Link supplement for our animal friends, have stepped up, and we are going to be giving away a 1 month supply of Missing Link for a dog or cat every show that we do from now on, for as long as I can twist their arm. And so the way it's going to work is that if you are the winner, you'll get to choose. Do you want the ultimate cat formula? If you have a dog, you get to choose between the two dog formulas. One is a canine hip and joint, and the other is Missing Link skin and coat. So you'll decide which one of the dog formulas you want, and then Missing Link will send you your free supplement, and it's the full size bag, so it's the real deal. So it's very cool. Now, here's how you're going to win. You are going to have to pay attention. You got to pay attention to the show, because when the Designing Health Missing Link advertisement runs, sometime during that ad, I will give you the word of the day. And when you hear that word of the day, then that is your cue to call in. And the first person that calls in with the word of the day is going to get their choice of Missing Link formulas. Does that make sense to everybody? Did I explain that?
Makes sense to me. Can I call in?
No.
Yeah, oh. Really?
Well,
that's a great deal.
You don't have any dogs or cats.
No, that's not true.
Do you have animals?
I have the best world possible. I have my neighbor's cats come over and hang out with me, as does their dog. They like to come over, and I guess they like my personality,
so you have
or the music I play.
Cat and dog friends.
Yeah, but they probably spend more time at my place than they do at their place.
Well, I'll tell you what.
The cats, anyhow.
If no one else calls in and nobody wins, if you know the word of the day.
And I do.
Oh, that's right, because I told you.
Yeah. Huh. It doesn't work.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, so you listen up, and when you hear the Missing Link Designing Health ad, listen for the word of the day, and then give us a call. Write down these phone numbers so you'll be ready to go. The numbers to call, local number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And then toll-free is 888-298-5569, 888-298-5569. And by the way, if you have a question or comment of some kind for today's show, you can also email us during the show to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. But you can't win the contest that way. But you can email us just for the fun of it.
Absolutely.
All right.
I have the screen up right now as we speak.
Okay. Now, then, Robin and Bob and Mystic Radio also have a special going on. So Robin said this is the woo-woo stuff.
It is.
So what's the deal?
What is the deal is Wednesday I was speaking with Martha. I'm trying to speak your name correctly.
It when you say Martha.
Oh, well, I'm
so
still
do I.
Trying to...
Yeah, so does Bob.
Oh, you guys are cute. Thank you. Well, your cats were not feeling well this week,
right.
Buzzy and Pong. And Buzzy told me that he wanted me to get my golden healer Lemurian crystals out and put one in each pocket so that I would remember to keep sending him energy. And so I agreed. I got up. I put my golden healer Lemurian crystals in my pocket. Well, the next morning, I was still in my pajamas having my Barista coffee, and my cat, Rumi, who never hangs out with the Golden Healer Lemurian crystals. We have a supply of them that are on a purple tapestry, you know, so that they can receive the sun and the energy and the moon energy in front of the window here at Mount Shasta. And Rumi went over, and he started smacking one across the floor, and he looked at me and he said, "You're supposed to have your golden healer Lemurian crystals in your pocket so that you can help Buzzy and Pong feel better." I'm like, "Oh my goodness." So I called Martha, and we decided that we would run a special, because if the crystals are that important to these cats,
yeah,
we're running
Ruby
a special.
Said, Buzzy said you're supposed to carry them.
That's right. So people can have them to help them, like we have them to help ourselves and our animal friends. We are running a special only during Martha's show and only during Mystic Radio, so it's a radio special. You get two for the price of one.
Okay, now I've got two of mine here with me. So I can show Bob and Kathy. That's a couple of them right there.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Now if I put them on the back, you can see that there's a gold tint to them.
Oh yeah.
That gold tint. So they're not huge, but they're very powerful. They're great healers.
Very cool looking too.
Yeah. Well, I have a short fat one and I have a longer skinny one here, so you could see that they come in different sizes. But so two for one, huh? And they're not that expensive to begin with, which is a great deal.
Normally they're $22.95 for one, but today for these 4 hours you get two for $22.95, and that does include shipping and handling. And we do purchase these crystals, and then we take them to the sacred sites here in Mount Shasta, and we bless them in the sacred waters and the sacred sites, and I give them Reiki Master Healing Attunement vibrations. I work with them all the time. When Grammy Award nominee Gentle Thunder, the Native American flutist, was here, she played songs over the crystals, and every day they're just basking in Mount Shasta. And
how
Bob
fabulous.
Has
so now how do so how do people take advantage of this sale, two for one deal?
Well, I'm going to jump in here. You just go to our website, robinalexis.com, and go to the Mystic Store. And it doesn't even say anything about it, but purchase one at $22.95, and you'll get two just for today, the next 4 hours.
Okay, now Kathy's madly writing all this down. Did you get all of that, Kathy, or does Bob need to repeat that information?
robinalexis.com.
That's right, robinalexis.com, and
Mystic
then
Store?
Click on Mystic Store. That would be
right
on the homepage, Bob?
That would be Mystic Store is on the homepage, and it gets you to the store, and then you just scroll down for the Lemurian crystals.
Cool.
And I want you to know, Martha, that we've just sold eight.
Oh, since we mentioned it?
Yeah.
Whoa. Wow, that was fast.
So
even Mike is impressed with that.
That was a big wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, people love these crystals. Normally, when they buy one, they generally come back and buy more. And so people who already have them recognize their value, and they recognize the value of what we're offering. So it is a limited supply. So if you want one,
well,
come on board.
I have four, and I have two that I keep as a pair and I use only for meditation. And then I have the two that I have out here that I use for healing. So
yeah, a lot of people just use them for the meditations, and they put one in their left hand with the point facing towards their heart, and then one in their right hand with the point facing away from the heart.
That's why I hold, the way I hold them.
Yeah,
you know, you sit with your palms up, and so you put them in your palms. Yep.
And they're just incredibly unique crystals. And I do have a blog on the website with testimonials, so I think I'll link that with our show.
Several people wrote in yesterday how their crystals were helping them,
I
recall.
Yeah, I'll find that and post it so people can find it in our blog today, which if they're looking to follow us on the blog, it's the name of the blog is Have You Ever Heard a Cheetah Purr? That is for today's show with Martha and I.
And I was going to say, yeah, now, and Robin, it's always fun to get on her website, robinalexis.com, and because during when she's on live with Animal World, she posts stuff all the time and blog stuff. So if people, how do they find, they go to robinalexis.com, and is the connection to what you're doing today, is that on the homepage?
Yes, you just scroll down on the homepage until you see the blog called Have You Ever Heard a Cheetah Purr? And that's you and I today. And all the cool things you talk about, I post it. So if people want to follow up and read more about the information you're sharing, they can come there. And then it's really fun to be interactive, too, because, like I said, we just found out we sold eight crystals while we were talking. So it's really fun.
Very cool. Very cool. And I'm sure more to go. And so this deal, two for one, continues throughout the live Animal World show today and then continues through the live Mystic Radio show.
Yes.
So as long as you do this by 1 o'clock today, our time, Pacific time, Pacific daylight time, you will get two for one. Very cool.
Yes.
Speaking of that, Oh, I changed. I moved all my clocks forward last night and, you know, set my alarm on all of that. But I'll tell you what, when my alarm went off this morning, I actually wasn't asleep. I was sort of half awake because G-Man had just piled in under my arm. And so I was petting him and I was thinking, oh, how nice it was to be in bed. And then the alarm went off and I just had that, oh, crap, I must have screwed up. And set the alarm too early, knowing full well that I had spent plenty of time making sure I set it correctly. So I was not ready for springing forward this morning. But
I don't do daylight savings time. I don't move my clocks ahead.
Oh, you don't.
I'm old school.
But you're here on time. So
well,
how did you manage that?
Yeah, I just had to get up an hour earlier.
Oh, you just plan to do everything an hour earlier.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm usually an hour late for a lot of stuff, but then I get off work an hour earlier, so it all works out.
I would mess up too many times.
I'm opposed to daylight savings time. No. I'm opposed to having to change your clocks. That's just
purpose. You and I decided if we were in charge last week, we canceled. We said we should because that was invented a long time ago when there was no electricity and lots of farmers, and it's just not
necessary.
Stay one way or the other and leave it that way. So if Mike and Martha were in charge, we wouldn't have to change our clocks.
Just wait.
Oh, yeah.
first order of business.
You want to rule the world with us, Robin?
What? Well, you guys can do that.
It's a pretty heavy responsibility.
Yeah, see, because we've just canceled daylight savings time. We're just going to leave the clocks the way they are and don't mess with them.
You can kind of see where our priorities are.
Yeah.
Hey, do you suppose that's where the Mayan calendar's going?
Well,
interesting.
Yeah, who knows?
Something has to happen. In December.
I think they just ran out of room, personally.
Yeah.
You know, what if it says they just ran out of space?
Yeah, maybe it's a start over. Just go back to step one.
It's a reset button, and then in the future we won't have daylight savings time.
Well, okay. All right, let's. I guess I told you everything that's happening today. So now we've got to start getting into follow up. Except that. Kathy's not with us, and I was going to start with her to follow up with something, but she's coming back in. That's because the phone rang. But if we do that, then we have to do the other, and we're not ready to do that yet. So never mind. That was just kind of on the side between me and Mike.
You weren't supposed to understand that. Mike didn't understand a word of that.
Okay. Kathy, before we take care of our advertisers and sponsors, I want to start with just a little bit of follow-up. And last week, you left us early to go to, was it your nephew's?
Oh, it's my grandson's.
Your grandson's ordination. And he was being ordained in the Mormon church.
Yeah, the priesthood.
Priesthood.
Right.
So I just wanted to find out, how did it go?
Well, it was very simple.
Mm-hmm.
Very special. He not only received his priesthood, but he also received blessings on top of that. So it was just a few of the people from the church that support him and help him a lot, and also family members.
Okay, so it's kind of like a private ceremony.
It's actually not private. Anyone could come, but, you know, it was just very simple and very special. It was.
Well, we sent blessings, last week, but I just wanted to make sure that everything went fine.
And it was great.
Find out from Robin. Is he going to be a good priest, Robin?
He's an extraordinary soul, and even without the title, he is a priest. He's beautiful.
Wow.
Congratulations to him for choosing his soul's path.
So he's on the right path, Robin.
For him, he is 100% in alignment. He's just a beautiful, radiant soul.
All right.
Yeah, he is.
So congratulations to your grandson again.
Thank you.
Fabulous.
I'll pass that along.
All right.
Thank you.
Let's not get... Well, I suppose we should just mention that Aji, who is usually here, our second call screener, apparently has run into difficulty this morning. Is she here?
No, I was just wondering, would you like me to go down and check?
Well, didn't she call? Well, because she called and had a flood this morning and wasn't here. And then she called back and said she was having car trouble.
Car problems,
But so we don't know if she's been able to come or not. Because you need to be here for the phones.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
All right. Let's, before any more time goes by, let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors. And then we will come back and get to all this follow-up animals in the news. And did I tell you there's more good news this week than anything else? How about that? That's fabulous. And then we will need that music again, too, because there's that kind of stuff going on. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here with Robin and Martha straight ahead on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Yeah, because... Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural food, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food are exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. Well, that's why Designing Health created Missing Link. They start with human-grade, all-whole, natural, raw food sources. They protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form and a resealable foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it up. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in the Missing Link, and voila, you've added what's missing. The Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there is an ultimate cat formula. There's actually two formulas for dogs, a hip and joint formula and a skin and coat formula. There's a formula for birds and one for horses. So ask for the Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies. And or talk to your veterinarian about it. You can also go directly to Designing Health. Give them a call at 800-774-7387. That's 1-800-774-7387. Or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com. And the word of the day is arthritis.
Call karma specialist and metaphysical mother Robin Alexis for your free on-air readings Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Psychic medium Robin Alexis helps countless people to live fuller and more conscious lives on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Call Wednesdays for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Thursdays at 8 p.m. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage and check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including massage for canines, small and large animal certification, and the exciting new manual ligament therapy series. Go to NWSAM.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 206-463-1425. That's 206-463-1425. Or check them out on Facebook.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Real people, real life, real radio. Really. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk. I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And it's the second Sunday of March, which means it's a Martha and Robin Sunday. So much Shasta Mystic Robin Alexis is here joining me for the show. And woohoo, today she's doing a live Mystic Radio right after Animal World. So it is an unusual Sunday, and you will be able to call in and have a Robin read for you. But don't call now. Not until noon. Not until noon.
Be patient.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's see. So, Robin, you still with us?
I am, and I want you to know we now have sold 10 crystals, Martha.
Oh, wow.
So people are listening to your show.
Woohoo!
Woo-hoo. Yes.
Get on there. Oh, yeah. There is a special going on with the Golden Lemurian Healing Crystals, and Robin and Bob are selling them 2 for the price of 1 during Animal World and the live Mystic Radio show today. So the way you purchase yours during that time is go to robinalexis.com and then click on the Mystic Store link on the homepage, and that will get you through. And you buy one, you get 2. Very cool. I have 4. 2 that I use only for meditation. The other 2 I use for healing. So how fun is that? All right. Let us do some follow-up here. I'm only debating because there's a lot to choose from in the follow-up department. And part of it needs balance because I'm hesitating because I have some not-so-good news. I have some really, remember I've been alluding to, I have some woo-woo stuff that it's even beyond me. Well, we're going to go there today. Not yet, but we're going to go there. And then, of course, we are going to follow up with what we promised last week, which is the Iditarod. We're going to go there. And, no, I'm not going to do that. We are going to, I guess the first thing we'll talk about, I don't know if you had a chance, Kathy is the one that emailed me and told me about it, although I watch the show usually on Friday nights anyway, and that was the 2020 show on ABC, Friday night, 10 o'clock.
Right.
Oh, that's, so I'm hearing Robin say, oh, that's right in the background. Does that mean that you didn't watch it?
Well, I recorded it, but then I forgot to watch it, so at least now I can go back and watch it.
Well, Kathy sent me an email that said, Kathy, the answer is no, but we'll give a congratulations on the air once you have the information for me, and so come back in with it when you have it. Sorry, I had to do a little, never mind, live radio, you guys. And where was I? Oh, 2020 show on ABC, Friday night, was a special show all about our animal friends. They called it Pet Crazy. And Kathy had emailed me because they were promoting that they were featuring Jackson Galaxy, you know, my favorite cat behavior therapist from Animal Planet, who does the show My Cat from Hell, that he was on the show. So I was hoping that there was going to be a nice feature piece about him. Now, that didn't end up being the case. The whole 2020 show was all about Pet Crazy and a bunch of different things with our animal friends. And both Victoria Stillwell, the dog behavior therapist from Animal Planet, and also Jackson Galaxy, they both made brief appearances. But it was fun to see them get that coverage on, you know, on that big a network show. And I have to say, oh, Robin, I'm sorry you didn't get a chance to watch it. It was quite amazing. And I mean, they had some really, really neat stuff about animals. But then when they started getting into people doing plastic surgery for their animals,
what?
I thought I was going to lose it. And because they promote it with plastic surgery, liposuction, facelifts, and Botox for dogs. I thought, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. But then when that section of the show actually ran, I calmed down a bit because the plastic surgery, like the facelifts, were actually, the one that was featured was a bloodhound. you know, and they have lots of extra skin and skin folds. And sometimes this happens with Shar Pei's and some other, you know, wrinkly skinned dogs and that have extra skin. There just is way too much. And the skin folds over itself and creates moist environments, and so they get skin infections and all kinds of stuff. So the actual facelift was a bloodhound whose they removed some skin and lifted the skin up around his head as a medical procedure so that he didn't have extra skin. So it actually was a medical procedure. And then they actually, and then, well, now in the liposuction for dogs, I mean, they were saying the same thing. It's kind of like a medical procedure. That was pushing it. And then the Botox for dogs. Now, once again, it was not for cosmetic purposes as humans do it, but it had something to do with facial structure and skin structure and eyes and so forth, and actually doctors were doing it to relieve medical conditions.
And we know that the animals were really feeling what they thought they were feeling and needed this procedure and actually had the result of being happier after it. Because,
well,
could you tell
that's
show?
That's what was indicated on the air, huh. But I thought it might be worth us tuning in. Let me give you the last, that what really, and this just bothers me. Mike and Bob can tune in on this one. The plastic surgery that really bothers me are the neutricles, is what they call it. And these are for dogs that get neutered and have their testicles removed. They have what they call neutricles. And, of course, they're like fake breasts for women. They're like fake testicles for dogs. And they take these, polymer, whatever they're made of, testicles and sew them into the scrotum. So the dogs look like they have not been neutered.
I think that takes humiliation to an all-new level.
You know, Bob's running to get on the mic. He's this is unbelievable, and I've got lots to say, but let's hear what Bob has to say.
Hey, Bob.
Okay.
Hi.
And so you heard about the neutricles, huh?
No, actually, I was running from room to room.
Well, this is the latest in designer pet health stuff and was featured on 2020, that when dogs are neutered, that guys that can't handle it, they have the surgeon implant fake testicles into the scrotum so that the dog is technically neutered, but he looks like he still has his testicles. And then the owners tried to pull it off that, you know, the dogs felt better still having testicles. But, you know, the good thing was that the interviewer, you know, the ABC guy, got the guy to admit that it doesn't make a squat's worth of difference to the dog, that it was all about his male ego. And because that's what it's about. I can't tell you, over the 17 years I've been on the phone, I mean, you guys have not heard any of my rant at guys that won't neuter their cats, for example. Or that the dog that needs to be neutered, but the guy can't stand to do it because it's a reflection of his, testosterone.
Pretty selfish when you think about it.
Well, yeah, you should hear Aunt Martha go off on that. And I have over the years a few times. But come on, plastic testicles for dogs?
Well, that's definitely a male ego thing. And we used to live in Beverly Hills, so we know a little about plastic surgery.
Yeah. So how about when
Rumi?
So, Bob, would you have felt better when Rumi Kitty was neutered if he had fake testicles put in?
Not at all. it was like... get rid of that stuff, and he's my boy, and whether he has testicles or not, I just love him.
That's good, and that's the way it should be.
I do want to speak to the fact that we did live in Beverly Hills, and we went to some of the most exclusive sports clubs, and I was in the facilities with a lot of naked women who had surgery, and I would listen to them literally weep because after they had these surgeries, they still felt the same way about themselves. Mm-hmm. So they could change their external appearance, but if they didn't do their inner work, it didn't make any difference. They still felt like they were ugly. There was one woman in particular I will absolutely never forget. I actually should write a blog about that because it was just an amazing experience to see this absolutely beautiful woman so distraught because her breast implants, one breast was a little off from the other one. She was freaked out. I mean, I was like, honey, there are women starving with their children around this planet and you've got a crooked nipple? I mean, come on.
Yeah. So, well, you know, and look at some of the cases of people, the chronic plastic surgery doers and all that sort of thing. I mean, obviously there are more emotional issues going on, but the problem is that, you know, our animal friends don't have those kind of issues.
Exactly, unless we put them in their heads, like what we're going to learn more about with you.
Well, that's true, yeah. Now, because I was kind of tuning into that if, you know, an animal with an owner, see, if we had a dog that, you know, had some kind of problem, and the owner was always thinking about that problem and saying how bad the dog looked with that problem and what a problem it would be, you know, to continue that way or whatever, the animal would pick up on that and might take it on themselves.
Right.
But it would be because it was all coming from the human. That more falls into the human-to-animal transference stuff, although it really is kind of communication and the animal picking up on what the owner is thinking and so forth.
I often wondered how the animals felt when they get their toenails painted. I mean, I would think that would feel disgusting.
One of the segments was on the latest in, like, poodles and dogs that are trimmed and coiffed. And they're now, they're tattooing dogs, they're dyeing their hair, you know, so you have pink and purple poodles and blue ones and green ones and all kinds of different hair sculpting. And, but on that, now, and they're also dressing up the dogs in costumes and all that sort of thing. That one, I think, goes either way. Some dogs don't like that, but others do. And I go back to my first dog, Scamp, my first poodle. Was kind of a rescue. He was half standard poodle and half miniature. So he had a standard body and miniature legs. So, you know, he wasn't a great looking poodle, but he was in fact a poodle. But, you know, we didn't cut his hair, you know, and pom-poms and all those things all the time. You know, his hair grew out. And then once or twice a year, we'd take him to the groomer and get him cleaned up and make him look like a poodle. But I'll tell you what, when Scampi went to the groomer and he got his hair done, now, this was before leash laws, and we had to, you know, dogs ran loose in Laurelhurst. We'd come home, Scampi would jump out of the car, and he would run all over the neighborhood to every house that he visited and say, look at my hair. I got my hair done. Got my hair. He really thought he was hot stuff when he got his hair done. So I think some of these dogs that were getting their hair dyed and all, you know, that looked really cool, I think they liked it. But I don't think all of them like it. I think it's an individual sort of thing. But
well, the next thing you know, they'll be giving breast implants to the dogs.
Oh, well, let's hope that our female ego is not as bad as the male ego and the neutrals.
What a story that is. Okay, I got to find something to post about that. That's unbelievable. Where'd you get that information, Martha?
Well, it was all on the 2020 show.
Oh, that's
Okay. Because I'm sure it's on demand, and if you didn't record it. But the Friday night's ABC 2020 show from 10 to 11 p.m. our time was on Friday night, and it was a whole hour. They called it Pet Crazy, so of course, you know, they brought all the crazies out. But I don't know if you get a read, Robin, on any of those dogs that had the plastic surgery. I did feel like the bloodhound probably was okay with it because he really did have so much extra skin that he probably was more comfortable without. Well, he had so much extra skin flopping around that he would actually trip on it when he ran.
Oh my.
Yeah. So I think he probably did feel better after that. And then some of them have so much around their face that their eyes get infected and it's really bad. But, you know, the bottom line about that, it really involves more with us, how we're breeding and the genetics we're breeding. So rather than surgically correcting it, we ought to stop, you know, doing these breedings for all the wrinkly skins and the extra skin and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, I just think y'all would be interested in seeing that show if you have a chance to watch it.
Oh, I can't wait. We did record it, so I'll watch it later today.
Just be prepared. But, you know, speaking of the communication and the animals picking up on the communication, Jason Galaxy, when he's doing his, you know, My Cat from Hell series on Animal Planet, he does the same thing in talking to people. Like, he deals with a lot of really viciously aggressive cats, and when the owners approach them and pick them up, they get attacked. And he just said on his last show, you know, if you approach the cat in fear, you're going to get your fear back. And if you approach the cat and thinking that something awful's going to happen, something awful's going to happen. And it's, you know, he doesn't say it in so many words. You know, the cat's getting, you know, feeling what you're feeling and seeing the pictures in your mind, but he implies the same thing. So it's kind of interesting. Okay. Let's, all right. Now we got some bad news, sad news, and then we have some wonderful news. So what should we do? I'm kind of thinking maybe we do the bad news first, and then we balance with the really good, the good story.
Yeah. You always want to end on a
high note, right? Yeah. Okay. All right. So this is why I've been dragging my little tootsies. We've been following up on two missing animal stories. The first one is, remember Jeff, the homeless guy who was sleeping in the back of his truck at the hospital parking lot, and the robber came and stole the truck and then realized he was sleeping in the back and pulled over and chased him out with a knife and then dumped the truck. And unfortunately, Jeff's beloved cat friend Herman was in the cab of the truck. And of course, when the truck was found and had been, you know, torn apart, the cat was not there. And so I tuned in, Robin tuned in, Kim Miller tuned in, and we have been tuning in, all of us, for, it's been several weeks now since, it's been a month.
It's over a month.
Because it was the second Sunday, it was the last Robin and Martha Sunday that we did the news story. That it was in the news that the truck had been robbed. Because I remember it was the last Robin and Martha Sunday. We discussed the news story, and Robin, you felt at that time that Ben would come back to the truck, and Jeff. But the long story is, you know, bad area. He wasn't able to go stay in that area. We kept tuning in, both me, Robin, and Kim, and it felt like still worth looking. He still will come back. That was as of last weekend. And then our wonderful listeners, Pat and Dave, we talked about them weekend before last. They went down to Olympia to help look for Herman. And then last weekend, Peg from Olympia teamed up with a cat rescue gal. They went and looked for Herman. Now, their email last week to me, said that they didn't feel like Herman was still there. And so Robin and I tuned in this last week, because up until then we'd been getting keep looking. Well, when you and I, Robin, tuned in to this last week, midweek,
Wednesday,
we unfortunately, and remember this is intuitive, we're intuitively tuning in to Herman the cat. And we saw him no longer in his body. We saw him on the other side. Correct, Robin?
Yeah, I'm sorry to say that, and I hope we're wrong, but yeah, absolutely, I keep saying, that's still my take on it.
Yeah, hope we're wrong. So unfortunately, we got that Herman was no longer in his body, and that somehow he's transitioned. Something happened, and he's no longer in his body, and there was no point in looking for him any longer. All right, well, that was sad news number one. So then, sad news number two is, remember, we've been following also the case of Oscar the Corgi, who was north of San Diego and had run off into the woods, from his owner worked at a day camp ranch type place, and he always hung around, but he ran off. And when I tuned in, I got the email about that case late at night. And when I tuned in late that night, when I got it, I got Oscar's voice in my head said, "I'm hiding." And then the next morning, I had sent the email on to Kim Miller, medium and animal intuitive, who'll be here next week. I'd sent it to her, and she saw him running like a lost dog about a mile away from where he was. The owner went out on horseback, and they searched and searched and searched. We tuned in again on Wednesday, Robin, to Oscar to see if he was still around. And this is, hit the music. Sad to say that when we tuned in, Robin, what did we see?
We saw the two of them together on the other side.
We saw Oscar with Herman together on the other side. So now, again, we're hoping we're wrong. Now, before I bring these things to your attention here, I get at least three of us. You know, I have my team. There's me, there's Robin, and there's Kim Miller. And I get all of us. So independent of what Robin and I had gotten, I called Kim Miller. And I spoke to her yesterday. And I had left her a message on Friday. I didn't tell her what, and see, this is the way I do it. I didn't tell her what Robin and I got or what we thought. I just told her that I needed an update on the two missing animals, Herman and Oscar, for Sunday's show. Didn't even tell her that we'd tuned in so she told me when I got her on the phone yesterday, the first thing she said to me, she says, "When I heard your message on Friday," she said, "I got they're both gone."
Wow.
And then she said, "And I get now," she said, I feel like Herman may have been hit by a car. I'm not positive, but he may have been. And she said, I feel like Oscar got taken by a big cat. And she said, "I think they're both gone." Well, then, you know, I kind of, you know, Tyrad had to say, "Shoot, you know, I was hoping you'd tell me you felt they were here," because that's Robin and I, you know, we didn't get how they went, but we saw them both on the other side together. And she says, "I think you're absolutely right." So that's me, that's Robin, that's Kim. We all feel that both of those animals have transitioned. Now, the good news about that is that the animals are okay. You know, I mean, they're out of their bodies. They're on the inside. They're okay. Our prayers of support need to go to Jeff, you know, Herman's human, and to Rain, Oscar's human, because it's the hard part is for us humans. Now, the other part of the Herman cat story is that Pat, our listener, went down again yesterday. And I didn't talk to her until they were already down there and told her that we thought that Herman was on the other side. She said they did not go back to the dump site, that Jeff wanted to go to the hospital area where Herman had, you know, where the truck was originally stolen, because there was an apartment next to the hospital, and there had been reports for the last week or so of a tabby cat showing up at the apartment. So he thought maybe it would be Herman. They went back there. They didn't find that cat. I had already said to Pat, you know, one of the things I'm going to have Robin and I tune into is, what if Herman, would Herman want to come back to Jeff? And because Jeff rescued Herman, you know, as a feral cat the first time around. I said, would Herman want to come back, and would maybe Chico help him switch out into a cat that doesn't want to be in the body anymore, or to find a new young cat? And I got a big yes on that. Kim confirmed that. Kim also confirmed my suspicion that this tabby cat at the apartment by the hospital is not Herman. It's a different cat. But that this cat would come to Jeff if he hung out there and that maybe he could have a new cat friend. Now, I'm looking at the clock and realize that I've gone way over time here. Telling the story. So, Robin, tune in, see what you get. We'll turn this hour right around. Everybody stay right where you are. And then we'll come back and see what Robin gets about the Herman and Jeff business. And then know that we got a really good story to balance this out with. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.